Jesus emptied himself, coming in human likeness. That's what St. Paul told us in the second reading today. It's been debated throughout the centuries whether Jesus' greatest act of love was dying on the cross or becoming human. The saints throughout the centuries have taken different sides in that debate. But one cannot debate the fact that both acts required emptying himself. So what would it mean to empty yourself? I think that emptying yourself means letting go of something that you want to hang on to. Simple as that. Emptying yourself means letting go of something that you want to hang on to. You know, when Jesus became a man, he didn't let go of being God, but he took on all the limits of being a person. And when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't let go of our salvation, but he had to let go of his life. And so as we start this Holy Week together, imagine for a moment what it would mean to empty yourself this week. Here's a couple practical examples. Imagine if you could empty yourself of sin. Whatever it is you've done the last 40 days, if you were to say, this week, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm not going to go here. I'm not going to look at this. I'm not going to say this. I'm going to empty myself this week. Or if it's a sin that you've already had, perhaps to empty yourself of sin through confession. Tuesday from 5 to 6:30 will be our last opportunity here at the cathedral this week for confession. Imagine if you could empty your calendar from Thursday night to Sunday. I know there's a baseball game and a soccer game and some other things during that window. And I know that it's a lot easier for us to close our office on Friday than perhaps for you to close yours. So considering what you can do and what you can't do, how could you empty yourself from Thursday night to Sunday? Maybe it means putting your foot down. Yeah. The team can practice without you. Work will go on without me. We're going to Mass on Thursday night. Maybe it means emptying your stomach on Friday. I know the regulation says two smaller meals that put together are not equal to one full meal, and that's true. But what if you were to just say, on Friday, I'm going to go to bed hungry on Friday night? Way too many people in Dodge City do that every night. Jesus emptied himself by becoming one of us, and then by dying for us. And in that, he calls us to empty ourselves for him.